Growing anti-immigration sentiments have helped fuel a rating surge for CNN's Lou Dobbs, and that's come with criticism that he generates more heat than light. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, Dobbs' newest employer appears to be among his critics.
Steve Friedman says there's a good reason he hired CNN's Lou Dobbs to be a weekly commentator on the CBS Early Show.
What he brings to us is edge. And part of what we do in the morning is we want to be provocative. We don't want to just tell you, you know, here's what's going on, take a look. And we like recognizable people from other areas.
Friedman's a vice president at CBS News. He says his third-rated network morning show could use some of Dobbs's cable magic. Since 9/11, Dobbs has reinvented himself, casting aside his love of the financial markets for an agenda with this at its core.
My judgment is that the middle class is getting screwed in this country.
Dobbs, who's still on CNN, tells NPR he's part of a vanguard of opinion anchors on cable.
Olbermann on the left, O'Reilly on the right. I am a centrist. I'm an independent. I'm a populist. And I don't look at our world through an ideological prism of any kind or filter.
Dobbs has enjoyed great leaps in his ratings. And while modest by network standards, they're warmly embraced at CNN. He's attracted the criticism of liberal groups like Media Matters and the Southern Poverty Law Center, but that combination of hot rhetoric and hot ratings that prompted the job offer from CBS also drew the attention of the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes earlier this week.
If you're looking for your traditional, detached, impartial news show...
During that story last Sunday, CBS's Leslie Stahl questioned whether Dobbs fit his facts to his opinions.
Reporters don't take on issues. Reporters report issues, and there's a big difference there. Do you think you're a journalist?
But Dobbs made Stahl an ironclad guarantee.
If we reported it, it's a fact.
You can't tell me that. You did.
Well, no, I just did.
How can you guarantee that to me?
Because I'm the managing editor, and that's the way we do business.
Stay with me. This is where it gets interesting. 60 Minutes challenged a segment with CNN reporter Christine Romans on Dobbs' show back in 2005. Romans' story linked a rise in communicable diseases to illegal immigration. Romans then cited her source's account of a rise from 900 cases of leprosy to 7,000 cases in the past 3 years. Stahl challenged the report on 60 Minutes, saying those figures reflected several decades of cases, not several years. NPR checked that out. Federal health authorities say there are a total of about 6,500 recorded cases, and new cases are declining. In addition, NPR found problems with CNN's source, the late Madeline Kozman, whose research does not seem to support her allegations there had been a recent growth in leprosy, and it's linked to illegal immigration. But Dobbs defended the story to NPR.
We do not make up numbers. It is a fact.
And Romans tells NPR, in retrospect, she should have provided more context, but she didn't shape her reporting to fit Dobbs's beliefs. Steve Friedman's responsible for early hours news programming at CBS. He thought of Dobbs as soon as he saw ABC's rival, Good Morning America, add the conservative talk radio and cable host Glenn Beck as a commentator. Friedman says he hopes Dobbs can help draw in new viewers to the CBS Early Show, including those who disagree with him.
Is provocative. And the 60 Minutes report on Lou was also provocative. Look, morning television is a warehouse of ideas and rants. And we are looking for people's ideas and what's going on and let people talk and think about them.
Friedman says Dobbs is a big boy and he can take the heat, even from his own team. A classic cable tactic is finding traction on the broadcast networks. David Folkenflik, NPR News.